could be making a big money summer transfer into your bank account. £5,000 cash. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan. Celtic run the rule over Hull City right back Moses Odubajo as they continue their pre-season training camp in Austria. Steven Gerrard reportedly tells Eduardo Herrera and Fabio Cardoso they aren't part of his plans for next season. And Motherwell boss Stephen Robinson says he's just one signing away from his perfect squad of the new season. I'm Ronnie Charters and tonight delighted to be joined by Mr. Mark Wilson. Mark, how are you?
Yeah, good, Ronnie. Enjoying the hot weather today. A bit red and worse for wear after playing golf today. But a lot to talk about again. Celtic, you know, 2 days into their pre-season and already in match action. That's something that didn't used to happen when I played. You used to get a week to 10 days under your belt. But Brendan Rodgers obviously preferring playing matches. Steven Gerrard taking another step to shaping his squad. Two players, Herrera and Cardozo, not firm fans' favourites. Gerrard's obviously come in, had a look at that and told them they can go. But will they get any takers? World Cup talking point as well. Germany knocked out today, the holders, and what a celebration the South Koreans gave. But the big news of the day, playing golf today, a regular host, Gordon Duncan, got a hole in one. Can you believe it? On the 6th at Dale Park, a hole in one. If you go up on Twitter on his page, you'll see it. He was delighted.
You can see the video of Gordon Duncan's hole in one at Dale Park today on Twitter. But back to Germany in this World Cup. I mean, a huge result. The world champions out. It's the fourth time the winner has been put out in the group stages in the last 5 years. Can you name me the winner who managed to get by the group stage the next year?
France.
Brazil. But anyway. But as I say, a very busy show indeed tonight. All that as well as the chance for you to grab £5,000 in time for the new season. Weeknight 6 till 7 is where we are, giving you the chance to come on air and answer as many sporting questions as you can inside 30 seconds. The aim of the game, as always, is to get yourself on that leaderboard if you can for the start of finals week. It starts 23rd of July, so time is indeed ticking. A 6 will get you on the leaderboard at the moment. We have 3 at the top with a score of 7. That's David McGill from East Kilbride, Stuart Buchanan from Stirling and Terry McCutcheon from Barhead. But if you think you can do better and get a 6 or a 7, then what are you waiting for? 5 grand is at stake. Head to Clyde1.com. You'll find all the information and instructions you need to register, or head to our Twitter at ClydeSSB. If you look at our pin tweet, you will find all the information there. But Mark, we'll start with Celtic. As you touched on at the beginning, they are indeed in friendly action at the moment. Their training camp well and truly underway. They're up against Austrian second tier side Vorstrar Stern. The first half is still underway. It is 0-0 at the moment. We'll be back. We'll go to Austria actually with our man on the ground, Andrew McLean, in a moment to get the halftime report from that game. But I'm just going to look, Mark, first of all, your thoughts on, as you said, playing so early in that pre-season training camp.
Well, when I was there, when I used to take part in pre-seasons, it didn't used to happen like that. You know, you'd have probably 7 to 10 days. Your first few days would usually be testing, which, you know, your bleep test and all your jump tests and speed tests, then a bit of fitness work, and then into your harder fitness stuff, and then the balls would come out, and then you'd go from there, and then you'd be into your first game in about 10 days. Obviously, Brendan Rodgers works it in a different way. And you know, as a player, I know what I would prefer. I'd prefer to be playing games right away. So these Celtic players are obviously fit, you know, really fit professionals. Played a lot of games last year, so probably the fitness coaches at Celtic will take that into consideration. Now, they've had four and a half weeks off, which is a reasonable amount of time, but they've obviously come back in good shape, and you get a lot of fitness playing games. So I'd expect to be changes in that team, but looking at the lineup, it's not a bad lineup. It's some youngsters in there, but it's a strong enough team.
Brendan Rodgers goes with Scott Bain in goal, Stephen Welsh, Jozo Siminovic, Marvin Compere, Calvin Miller, Scott Brown, Kerr McInroy, Lewis Morgan, Ryan Christie, Scott Sinclair and Lee Griffiths. And as you say, it's a strong side there. Lewis Morgan, obviously, his first start. One or two eyes will look to the two youngsters. Starting, first of all, we'll look at Stephen Welsh, 18-year-old defender, capped for under-19s level. He plays at right back predominantly. We've seen today Mikael Lustig's going to be at the World Cup. They're running the rule over this Hull City right back. That's an area you feel that he's going to have to
Well, of course, I mean, they've got Ralston there coming in also, but it's obviously a position that Brendan Rodgers will look to strengthen. Now he's got two there, he's obviously bringing in the young boy to see what he's got, and that'll give him the confidence, so much confidence playing first game of pre-season he's put in. So Brendan will be running the rule over him, but you're right, with the Hull right back, it's a chance to see him in action, and I'd be surprised if, obviously Celtic have got a few games coming up here, he'll obviously be pitched in to see what he can do, but it's an area that Celtic do need to strengthen in. Like you say, Mikko Lustig was up and down last year. He got a lot of stick, and sometimes I thought it was a wee bit unjust, the stick. I think he set his standards so high that when he dropped below them, people jumped on him and automatically assumed he should be kicked out the team. But he's going to be away for the World Cup for a wee bit longer now, as we've seen earlier with him qualifying. So with important games coming up, Brendan Rodgers needs a few options in that position.
Then the Costa Rica side this evening that plays Switzerland, Christian Gamboa playing as well. So that's another case. You know, you're dwindling. Boyata's there as well, who obviously with their Belgium squad have already qualified. Mm. So you've got three of your back four that could be there.
And the thing is, when these guys come back, Ronnie, they need some sort of break. Yeah. You know, it's not as simple as coming back from the World Cup and okay, they're back and throwing them straight back in. They're going to need a week or two off to recover. Any player needs that, and especially playing at the level that they are in the World Cup. Remember, they've went off a back of a 60 game season straight to a training camp where they would have had two or three friendlies, and then straight to the World Cup where they're training every day and playing every 6 days. So it's a lot of football these guys have played. So they guys will need a rest, which highlights why Celtic needs such a big squad to deal with these qualifiers coming up.
Well, our man Andrew McLean is in Austria for us at that training camp. He's also at the game just now. We'll get a half-time report when the half-time whistle blows. But he was catching up with Scott Brown earlier today. Let's hear what the Celtic captain had to say about Stuart Armstrong's departure and the Champions League qualifiers coming up.
Yes, guys, it's day two of Celtic's training camp here in Austria, and transfer business is the talk of the town. Of course, Stuart Armstrong, he left last night to move to Southampton, and Hull right-back Moses Odubajo, he's joined up with Brendan Rodgers' side to train with them over here. It certainly looks like the manager is starting to mould his squad for the upcoming season, and it's no surprise that business is getting done early, of course, 2 weeks until their first qualifier. I've been speaking to Captain Scott Brown, and he's hoping his side can make their mark in Europe this season.
No, we're used to these long journeys. No matter who we get, it always seems to be the hard way. But we've got to try and get into the Champions League, and sometimes you've got to go the hard way and go the long journeys. But we're not so much looking forward to that temperature, 37 degrees. But we'll have to deal with it. We've played in those conditions before, and we've won games in those conditions. So I'm sure we'll go there and we'll give it our best opportunity, and we believe that we can go there and we can win.
Four qualifying rounds as well. It's a long journey just to get to the group stages. It seems to be getting harder for you guys every year.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to make it harder and harder every year. But for us, whatever they set out in front of us, we've got to go and do. And we need to make sure that this club's in the Champions League, because this is where this club deserves to be. And we love to play against the top clubs in Europe. And we all cherish the chance to do it. And we've done it in the past, and we'll do it again.
Do you feel that, you know, obviously with the double treble in the bag, do you feel that there's an even bigger importance now on European football because you've won everything there is to win here?
No, there's always that huge aspect on playing in Champions League to playing in Europa Leagues as well, and it's huge for this club, and as I said before, that's where this club wants to be. And we've got a manager that's been in Champions League that's almost won the Premier League as well, and he wants us to be in the Champions League, so everyone's looking in the right direction, and we need to make sure that we turn up in the first game, that's for sure.
A long journey ahead for Celtic to make it to the Champions League group stages, but preparations are well underway here in Austria.
Thanks to Andrew McLean there for us. Mark, we'll talk about the Champions League qualifier aspect to this trip in just a wee moment, but in terms of the lines coming out of the Celtic camp, and let's look a bit closer at this Moses Odubajo transfer. Mm-hmm. He's a 24-year-old. He's joined up with Brendan Rodgers' squad, as we saw the photos emerging yesterday. Talks have already taken place between the two parties, we understand, looking to impress Brendan Rodgers. Just looking back at his career, former England under 20, you know, he moved to Hull in a £3.5 million move, but played with injuries in the last 2 years, and he's rejected a contract extension down there. How do you see this one? Is it a bit of a gamble because he's injury prone? I mean, speaking from experience of a right back,
okay. Cheers. Is that why I'm on the show tonight? To chat about injury prone right back?
I thought that'd be perfect. Right,
thanks very much.
Take it away.
Well, look, of course there's always a risk when a young player has been injured, and if you look at the stats, hasn't really compiled a lot of game time. So that would always be a worry. And of course there's a concern that Celtic have kind of went down this route before with Janko, who, you know, had a good pedigree at Man United and, you know, won Young Player of the Year, whatever it was there. And then you look at Gamboa as well, Costa Rican internationalist, playing the Premier League, and you're thinking loads of pace, bring him up, he should do a job. And those two failed. So it's a tricky one, but why not give him a shot? You know, he's a free transfer. His contract's up at the end of the month. You know, he's young. Because he's been injured in the past doesn't mean he's going to be injured for the rest of his career. And we've seen how good the Celtic medical team are at managing players with injuries. Scott Brown, for example, Lee Griffiths, another one, have been managed very well. Simunovic as well, managed very well. So if he's got the ability, he's got the talent, Brendan Rodgers likes what he sees. If he's composed in the ball, I think that's a big thing that Brendan likes in his fullbacks, then he probably will be given a chance and he will be looked after. And like we said before, it is a position that Celtic needs some depth in.
We'll go back to that in a minute. 01419511025 is the number if you want to get involved, or on Twitter at ClydeSSB. But for the first time this evening, Mark, let's welcome on our contestant on the £5,000 fan.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
And to start things off this evening, we have Gary Orr, a Gers fan in Lark Hall. Good evening, Gary. How are you?
Hi, how you doing? Not bad.
Very good. Your thoughts then on the £5,000 fan? Are you confident? How's your sporting general knowledge?
It's no bad, but some of the questions have been quite hard.
Some of the questions have been not too bad though. If you get a good wee run, you never know, Mark. You could get, you know, that's the end
of the game. Aye, that's it. It's potluck. Some of the times I'm listening on the radio, I'll get 5-6. The other times I'm zero. More often than not, zero. Aye, so all the best, Gary. Hope it works out well for you.
So, Gary, it's a 6 that's required to get on the leaderboard. All right, if to do that, we'll give you 30 seconds on the clock. Answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, just pass. We don't want to hold up that clock, and we'll see if you can get a 6 or a 7. You all right with that, Gary?
No worries.
Good man, then. And if you're ready, then let's go. Assistant manager Callum Davidson has left which Scottish Premiership club to join Stoke?
Hamilton.
Which former professional club reformed as a junior club and play out of Yorkers Home Park?
Pass.
Name one of Argentina's goal scorers in their 2-1 win over Nigeria.
Rojo.
How many Scottish Premiership clubs names begin with the letter H?
One.
What league do East Stirlingshire play in?
League 2.
What was the final score of Croatia's win over Iceland?
2-1.
2-1. Okay. How do you think you did there? Tough
Gary,
questions.
I get a bit of 6 there.
Honestly,
I think so.
Sorry for the surprise of my voice.
I know, I've said it, honey.
Right, okay, Gary, let's go through them then, shall we? So the first question to start us off: assistant manager Callum Davidson, that's Callum Davidson, yeah, sorry, has left which Scottish Premiership club to join Stoke City?
St Johnston.
It's St Johnston, unfortunately, Gary, so not the start required. Another tough one out the bat. Number 2: which former professional club reformed as a junior club and play out of Yorkers Home Park?
Clyde Bank, was it?
It's Clyde Bank, 2 for the mushroom. Yeah. Number 3. Aye, Gary, I know that was a tough one. Number 3, however, you got this one. Name one of Argentina's goal scorers in their 2-1 win over Nigeria. You said Rojo, who had that magnificent finish to put them through. The other one?
Messi.
Was Lionel Messi. So is that 3 out of 3 for Mark Wilson?
Yes, it certainly is. Thanks.
The next one, a bit tough, but I think you may be kicking yourself, Gary. How many Scottish Premiership clubs' names begin with the letter H? You said 1.
2.
It's got to be 2, is it not?
Is it 2?
Is it 3?
Hibs.
Hibs.
Hamilton. 2 teams in Edinburgh and Hamilton. So it's Hearts, Hibs and Hamilton. So when you said you got a 6, really, you didn't get a 6, did you, Mark?
No.
So not correct either, Gary, with that one. What league do East Stirlingshire play in? Gary, you said?
League 2, I think.
League 2. Unfortunately, the answer is the Lowland League. They got relegated from League 2 and now reside in the Lowland League. So not the correct answer. However, you managed to finish off well. What was the final score of Croatia's win over Iceland? It was Iceland 1, Croatia 2. So a good end to that one. But unfortunately, it was only a 2 for you, Gary, this evening. So not enough to get you on the leaderboard and get you a score of 6 required. But unfortunately, so thank you for playing anyway, but unfortunately not enough, Mark. A tough
that
start.
That was unlucky, Gary. That was tough. A few tough ones in there. That you know, H1 caught me out because you just automatically think Hearts and Hibs, forget about Hamilton. See, that's, and when you're on the clock,
Yep.
Your rush answers.
That's Martin Canning on the phone for you. Hamilton. Yep. If you want to get involved in our £5,000 fan competition, it is easy to do so. Go to Clyde1.com to register, or go to our pinned tweet as well on Twitter. You'll find all the information there. It is half time in Celtic's pre-season training friendly. Not much to report, as both sides struggle to get going in the first half here in Austria, according to our man Andrew McLean. We'll get a proper full time report from coming through.
You'd reckon it'd be as hot out there as it is here as well.
Speaking of hot, something that we're going to go and discuss was Celtic's Champions League qualifiers. Not the easiest first round.
No.
Armenia, in terms of both travelling, and as Scott Brown said in that clip, 35 degrees on a good day.
I think what Scott says about the travelling is quite right. I think Celtic are used to this travelling now, because they've had to deal with it for a couple of years, travelling to faraway places, and they travel in the best of conditions. You know, they hire their own plane, and you know, that's okay. But like you said, and Scott said, 37 degrees is the temperature out there. Now that is difficult. You think how taxing it is walking about today in Glasgow at, what is it, 29-30 degrees. Now imagine
50s on.
Imagine playing And that conditions at 37 degrees, and when you're down on pitch side as well, the temperature seems to just rise. So that's going to be the challenging thing. Again though, they've got the players and the quality, so if they don't quite go over the line and do the job there, they've always got Celtic Park to come back, and they've got the quality to get through that round, no problem.
A tough second round lies in store maybe with Rosenborg. Yeah. We saw last season, mm-hmm. you know, it was a 1-0 win over two legs, but it was another tough game, and it just shows you it's only the second round qualifier, and that's they could be playing Rosenborg and they could only get tougher. It just shows you how
that's a kick in the teeth for Scottish clubs. You're right, because people say, oh well, you should have the squad to get through these rounds, but you're getting into the second round and you're getting handed a tie like Rosenborg. That's no easy at all. So that's where it's again, I say, a slight kick in the teeth for Scottish clubs in Europe when they other maybe superpowers in Europe get these kind of ties, they breeze through them. But that's a tough one. Again, I think Celtic have enough, but it's no ideal that early in the season for them.
We'll be going back to Austria for the halftime report with Andrew McLean very soon indeed. As well as that, after the break, we will be discussing the news from Rangers. Eduardo Herrera and Fabio Cardoso reportedly told that their services are no longer required. All that to come after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and have a bookie in your back pocket. Please gamble responsibly.
Mark Wilson joins me, Ronnie Charters, on the second part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 fan. As we mentioned before, it is half time in Celtic's first game of their pre-season training camp. Andrew McLean is there and has given us this half time report.
Vorwärts Steyr 0, Celtic 0, the half time score here in Austria. Really not much to report. A very quiet first half for both sides. Only one shot on target to tell you about. That was right at the end of the half, and it was the impressive Lewis Morgan, his first start in a Hoops shirt, and he's certainly seizing the opportunity down that right hand side. Attack after attack, he's looking to make things happen, and he's looking very dangerous. Ryan Christie starting alongside him as well, he's struggled to make an impact so far, and a few youngsters in this Celtic team as well. Stephen Welsh and Calvin Miller starting at the back. Kerr McEnroy is also in the team. Marvin Kompert and Jozo Simunovic hadn't had too much to do at the back, and Lee Griffiths hasn't really had the service that he would want up front. Lots of changes at half-time. We are expecting the half-time score here in Austria. Vorwärts Steyr 0, Celtic 0.
Suppose the one point from that, Mark, is that Lewis Morgan seems to be hitting the ground running.
Yeah, and I think that's important for Lewis Morgan. Now, people may argue and go, well, it's a pre-season friendly, they've only been in for 2 days. However, I think if you're Lewis Morgan and you were signed some time ago, and you've had this kind of pressure hanging over you, you know, he's been a discussion on this show many a times. Will he fit into the team? Will he get put back out on loan? And I'm sure he's heard some of that before. So it would have been building up inside him that he wanted to get in there first day of pre-season, whether it was a bleep test, whether it was a possession session, or whether it was a game, he wanted to make an impression. There's no better way of doing it than going into your first game and being the one bright spark in 45 minutes. So I'll do him the world of good that. And Brendan Rodgers, Andrew's report's anything to go by, Brendan Rodgers must have been impressed with what he's seen, because it doesn't seem to be much else happening like happens in pre-season game. But that's a positive. If he started, you know, on the front foot and looking to attack, looking creative, that's exactly what he was brought to Celtic for.
I suppose as well, we were chatting before the break about their busy European schedule, you know, 8 consecutive midweek games. Mm-hmm. That could play into the hands of the likes of Ryan Christie and Lewis Morgan, who may, Brendan Rodgers may choose to rotate the squad during those times, and they may get more games than maybe they would have done beforehand.
Yeah, I think he's going to have to. It's a big ask to go with the same starting 11 for 8 weeks in a row, you know, midweek games. So he's going to have to use that big squad he's got. And people were saying at the end of the season, he's got too many midfielders. However, you're right, he's going to have to rotate these guys when these games come thick and fast, and the majority of games are coming in at a short space of time, are coming in this next month. So these guys are going to get a chance. It's whether they take it. You know, Ryan Christie didn't quite do it before. And I wonder how he's feeling, you know, coming back to Celtic, because now there's that wee bit added pressure on him where he's coming back. He needs now to make an impression in these first few weeks, because he's got guys like Lewis Morgan, who's a new kid on the block, wanting to take his place.
We will be hearing from Brendan Rodgers on tomorrow night's show after their game in Austria this evening. But for the second time this evening, Mark, let's welcome our contestant on the £5,000 fan.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
And our second contestant of the evening is Alan Heaps from Stirling. Good evening, Alan.
Good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Very well indeed. Thank you. Yourself, how are you feeling ahead of this one?
Nervous.
Don't be nervous, is it? Have you got someone cheering you on in the background as well there, Alan?
Laughing at me, no light.
Oh, no. Come on, it must be.
See, people that come on here, they don't seem very confident.
So, Alan, have you been playing along at home? How have you been getting on?
I haven't. I'll...
How's your sporting general knowledge then?
If you give me the easy questions, it could be okay.
I'll try my best.
I think Alan's going to be a dark horse here.
Think so?
I think he's going to rattle through
him.
He's kidding us on.
He maybe have someone to help in the back. Anyway, so the rules are, Alan, 30 seconds on the clock. To get on that leaderboard at the moment, you need a score of 6 to get on that. Are you all right with that?
Okay, okay.
Oh, good man. Right, okay, let me grab my pen and let us begin. Jesse Curran and Matthew Henvey have signed new deals at which Scottish club?
Pass.
Jock Steen and George Farham both separately manage which Scottish team?
Yo.
Which former player has returned to Partick Thistle as a director?
Alan Ruff.
How many goals did South Korea score against Germany today?
Two.
Which country in the Southern Hemisphere was Formula One legend Jack Brabham from?
Australia.
Who finished second in Iceland's group at the World Cup? Quite late.
Mexico.
Mexico. Okay. Mexico. You thought it was going to be a dark horse?
Take it back, Alan.
Take it back.
Yes. Sorry, Alan.
Okay.
No, they were tough. Again.
They were tough questions, weren't they? Okay, Alan, let's run you through. How do you think you did yourself, Alan? No, come on. You couldn't have gone. There's someone still laughing in the background. Alan, you need to tell him to be quiet.
Great support, Alan, in the back there.
Who is it in the background, Alan?
That's my wife.
Very supportive other half. How did she get on? Was she done any better? Did she get the questions right?
She couldn't stop laughing. She couldn't hear the questions.
Nothing about football. She's always Celtic.
She knows nothing. Okay. Was that wee cheeky dig? We'll move on. Anyway, let's go through the questions. And a tough one to begin, to be fair. Jesse Curran and Matthew Henvey have signed new deals at which Scottish club?
Ross County.
Dundee is the answer. So not the best start, Alan. Jock Steen and George Farham both separately managed which Scottish team?
Dunfermline.
Yeah. It was not Celtic, unfortunately, Alan. So not correct there. Which former player has returned to Partick Thistle as a director? You got that one correct. It was indeed former goalkeeper Alan Ruff, who returns to the now Championship club as a director.
Is the only one again?
Say that again.
He's the only player I can't that played for him.
Well, there you go. What a guess that was. Well done. The next question: how many goals did South Korea score against Germany in that unbelievable game today, which saw Joachim Löw's side out? It was 2, with a VAR assistance. I mean, how have you been finding the VAR system, Mark? Has it been something that you've
been enjoying? Up and down, but I think the goal today is one of the good points.
Yeah,
that was proved, because otherwise it would have been gave offside.
So South Korea, it was who scored 2 goals. Well done. Which country in the Southern Hemisphere was Formula One legend Jack Brabham from? We give you a bit of help with that, and I suppose you could make a wild guess. He said Australia. Would you agree?
I was South Africa.
South Africa? Did you think it was South Africa?
Yeah.
What a shout, Mark Wilson. You're wrong. It's Australia.
Well done, Ronnie.
It's Australia. Good. Well done, Alan. You got that one correct. It might have been a guess, but you got it. Well done. Who finished second in Iceland's group at the World Cup? You said Mexico.
No.
It wasn't.
Argentina.
It was Argentina. Lionel Messi and Marcus Rojo's late strike to get them through. So you thought you got a duck, Alan. You didn't. You got a 1, 2, a 3.
Half well.
Which is pretty not too bad. Unfortunately, not enough to get you on the leaderboard. But Alan, thank you for playing. And tell your wife that we had a good time listening to her laughing in the background as well.
Yep, at least she enjoyed it, Alan.
I bet she saved it.
Oh, no doubt. We'll send her a recording as well. Thanks to Alan and Stirling for that. A score of 3.
I bet she taped.
I bet she taped.
Can you still tape things?
I don't know. Cassette tapes or something. That was way before my time. But anyway, that was Alan from Stirling. Thank you for playing. It was only a score of 3, however, on the £5,000 fan. So not enough to get him on that leaderboard. But if you think you can do better than Alan, then head to Clyde1.com and you can register and be in with a chance of winning £5,000 before the new season. Very simple to do. And also, Mark, just very quickly, well, 10 changes for Celtic at half-time. We'll run you through them very quickly in a minute. But we will move on. We did tease it before the break. Let's look at Rangers. Steven Gerrard and his men obviously have been in Spain in their pre-season training camp. They're heading home today. They take on Macedonian side Skupi in the Europa League in just over 2 weeks' time. And he's made so many new signings already. But the news being reported today is regarding the potential outgoings. So the news is Eduardo Herrera, Fabio Cardoso, services no longer required. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't think that's any surprise. I think there'll be a few more also out the door, but I think those two, if I'm not mistaken, would have been high up in the list of most Rangers fans. I mean, Herrera, he played 20 odd games, not a great return for him, two goals, and Cardoso, for someone that was bought for £1.5 million, really didn't do it for Rangers. A lot of the performances that Rangers were criticised in and defensively criticised for, he was playing at the heart of the defence. So I don't think any Rangers fans will lose any sleep at those two going. But again, it's a sign that Steven Gerrard's been a strong manager. You know, he's not happy with what he's seen before. He's obviously studied this group. He's looked at it in depth. He's probably heard reports from the guys who have already been there. You wonder if he's had a chat with Graham Murray about things also. And he's looked at it and thought, no, decisions need to be made here. Now, the point is, where did he go to? Because are these guys happy just to go, all right, we'll just walk away and give up a lot of their cash? Or are they going to dig their heels in and sit there? Now, that's a tough bit for Steven Gerrard, because he'll want them out so he could possibly bring another two or three guys in. So that's going to be tough, but he's shown right from the off he's a strong manager. And like I say, I think there'll be another couple who'll have the sit down with Steven Gerrard and he'll say, it's time for you to go, you're not on my plans.
In terms of Cardoso in that defence, he's already brought in, you know, Nikola Katic, Conor Goldson, John Flanagan as well for the right back, who can also slot into that three in the defence. It's an area that he's looked at closely and thought that they've had to recruit, as well as that Bruno Alves, who's still over in Russia coaching as well.
And we're hearing that's a chat that will come after Bruno Alves' World Cup's over, which is the right thing to do. He's got other things to concentrate on just now. But, like, I don't think it was any secret that that was the area that Rangers were weakest in. You know, every time we were on the show, we were chatting about, Rangers could score goals. Morelos would miss a good few, but he'd also put it in the back of the net. But any time any team attacked against them, they looked weak at the centre of defence. They looked like they could get bullied from more physical teams. Motherwell showed that, you know, how they found it easy going up against the centre halves. So Steven Gerrard's come in. He's looked at, obviously, the footage from last season. He spoke to people, like I said, and pinpointed that area as the weakest part of the team. And I think it's the right thing to do. Start at the back. If you've got a solid foundation at the back, you can then work upwards. And I think that was a problem last year with Kashinia and other managers trying to play attractive attacking football and forgetting that they're shipping goals at the back. Steven Gerrard looks to have his priorities right.
Not going to lie, I panicked a wee bit when you said shipping goals.
Shipping.
Let's move swiftly on. But in terms of the striking then, you know, Kenny Miller's now left.
Yeah.
Herrera maybe told to go. You're left Ryan Hardy as well away to Livingston. Mm-hmm. You're left with Morelos at the moment. Obviously, he's looking at the Roma attacker, Sadiq. Whether that will happen in the next day or two remains to be seen. But do you see that as an area you'll then strengthen next? Yep. You know, we had the midfield with Arfield and whatnot and Ejaria. Now the defence, the attack's where he's going to have to focus on now.
Of course, but I think he's right. I think the midfield came into play because these guys came available, so he could strengthen right away. I think he would have always wanted to start at the back, and you're right, add attackers as you go on, and he will add attackers. He's got Murphy back and Morelos up as well, but he will add one or two more attackers, no doubt.
And then their Europa League is the same as Celtic in a sense that it's eight consecutive weeks. Mm-hmm. They're only going to get tougher. You know, they've got a tough draw already away to Macedonia in terms of the travelling as well. He's going to strengthen already. He's strengthened already. Do you see many more incomings, or do you think now that the pre-season's over and done with and they're back in Scotland, this may be his core going into the first initial phases?
Well, the first initial phases, obviously, this will be his core. But don't be surprised to see, you know, guys come in. But I just wonder what's going on behind the scenes. If he's been told to get people out, that's a genuine thing with managers. They're often told, look, you need to get a few bodies out and we'll happily make funds available for other guys coming in. I said a couple of weeks ago on the show, there's nothing worse for a manager when you're saying to guys like Herrera and Cardozo, look, you're not part of my squad, but they still have to train with the squad every day. Yeah. You're left with a squad of 30 odds, 35, and people might say, oh, why is that an issue? It becomes an issue on the training pitch where you're looking to work with possibly a squad of 18 to 20 to get a decent training session. So he'll have to shift some of them out, but over this period, before the end of the season, there'll be definitely more players incoming for Rangers.
Those 10 changes for Celtic has been confirmed. So Bain is the only one who remains in goal. Mm-hmm. Hendry, Ayer, Tierney, Forrest, Hayes, Ebuwe, McGregor, Ewan Henderson, Scott Allen and Jack Aitchison. So again, yeah, bleeding in youth. You look at that, Johnny Hayes coming back from injury and Scott Allen coming back as well.
So we're chatting about Lewis Morgan and Ryan Christie. You forget about Scott Allen, you know, who did well for Hibs last season but didn't quite hit the heights at Celtic again. So you wonder what his thinking is. Is he thinking, I'm going to give this a right good go and try and get in Brendan's plans? Johnny Hayes, of course, was just trying to, was working his way into the plans before he got that bad injury at Dundee. So you've got those guys all vying for the same position. So it just shows you the depth in that area for Celtic, that midfield area. They've got plenty of options. You know, they've fielded two teams there and there's another, what, three or four at the World Cup. So they've got plenty just now. But again, same as Rangers, don't be surprised to see one or two come in and another few on the way out also.
01419511025 is the number you need, or on Twitter at ClydeSSB. We'll be back after the break. We'll be catching up with Motherwell manager Stephen Robinson after his transfer activity going into the new season. That's coming up after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.
Mark Wilson joins me, Ronnie Charters, for the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboards £5,000 fan. Still time to get in touch, 01419511025, and that's exactly what John, a Celtic fan in Cope Bridge, has done. Good evening, John, how are we?
How are you doing, guys? Enjoying the weather?
Well, a redhead like myself doesn't get to enjoy these types of weather, John, unfortunately, but I'll be in here. Are you enjoying it?
Oh, magic, mate, magic.
Your thoughts tonight?
I'll just like make a wee point there. I mean, I was a big fan of Stuart Armstrong, right? But I think we've got a good deal getting the 7 or 7.5 million we got. But Mark, do you think the Celtic should try and push the boat out and put whatever the rest to get wee Paddy back? You know what I mean? For good this time?
Well, it's a good shout, John. There's no doubt the Celtic fans loved him. No doubt that he loved playing for Celtic as well. But I don't know, I got the impression that he wanted to, I don't know if this is true, he wanted to give it a shot down south. That's the impression I got when he left. But I think he would, I mean, how much money would it take though to prize him away?
I think he'd say maybe 11, maybe not. I mean,
11 million is, again, it's a lot of money, but I just got the impression, John, that he wanted to try down south. What about yourself? I know he loved Celtic, but
I know, but I just don't think, I mean, I think I've heard through the, you know, in the social media and in the papers that apparently Leicester or somebody else were supposed to be quoted 14 million for him. But to me, that'd be a step back, you know what I mean? Or they'll get the money down there, but I mean, obviously Celtic are a far bigger club. But I think he should just bite the bullet and come here and just, you know what I mean? Because I don't think he's going to get a chance with Man City, because he'll bring probably more players in after this World Cup, you know what I mean?
I think you're right about that. I think he'll need to move on from Man City, no doubt about that. Look, there's no doubt, as I say, he loved playing for Celtic. Celtic fans loved him. The disappointing thing was for him that he got injured crucial times and kind of robbed the Celtic supporters of seeing him as often as he did the season before. And that was a sad thing for him. But no doubt he's got the talent. I think if Celtic had to, you know, 8-9 million. I don't think anyone would bat an eyelid at that sort of figure for what he brings to the team.
And the money's there, know what I mean?
Aye, of course the money's there.
Put a statement out as well, know what I mean? If they paid that money, obviously they bought Edouard, know what I mean? And he's only 19 and Paddy's only 20, know what I mean? So it's really like the youth, know what I mean? It's, but can I make another wee point, Mark?
Of course you can, on you go.
Do you think wee Ryan Christie's going to make it this year?
He's one. If I'm totally honest, I don't think so.
Got a big job in his hands. He's got McGregor's there. Rogic is already in there.
Again, I think he's a terrific player. And when he went to Aberdeen, I thought he stuck out for them. I thought he shone for them. Now there's a difference. So coming back, like Ronnie just said, there you're battling out with Rogic, Callum McGregor. You know, get Johnny Hayes has even come back. You've got Lewis Morgan. You know, you've got so many quality players. And then if we're talking about John, you're asking a question about Paddy Robertson, perhaps a big transfer fee getting paid for him, then you think Brendan Rodgers might be thinking the same thing. So I think he'll find it difficult.
Thanks to John in Coatbridge asking to Celtic to buy Patrick Roberts back. If you want to get involved, 01419511025. But for the final time this evening, let's welcome on our £5,000 fan contestant.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
And that final contestant is James Clark from Hillington. Good evening, James. How are you? Oh, we'll get you, James. You there, James?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Very good. How are you this evening?
I'm good, yourself.
Thank you. I'm very good. Your thoughts on the £5,000 fan? Are you an avid quizzer? Do they call him a quizzer?
No idea.
Sporting general knowledge, how is it? Why am I asking you? James, your thoughts on the £5,000 fan? You've been playing along?
I've been playing, coming home from work.
Have you been getting on? Be getting the magic number 6. Have you been getting a couple of sixes?
Nah.
No.
Not myself anyway.
Oh, you said, well, have you got help?
Get high hopes, James.
Bit of confidence, James. That's what it's all about. We'll run you through the rules again, just to refresh your memory. 30 seconds on the clock. Answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass and move on. And it's a 6 that's needed. All right, James. You good with that?
Yep.
Good man, then let's go. Leonard Soa has joined which Scottish Premiership club for a second time?
Aberdeen.
Capello is the home ground of which Scottish team?
Green & Mark.
Who's been appointed as assistant manager to Tommy Wright at St Johnston?
Pass.
Who will Russia face in the round of 16 at the World Cup?
Pass.
Who was St Mirren manager the last time they won the Scottish Cup?
St Mirren manager? Danny Lennon.
Who finished top of Germany's group at the World Cup?
Sweden.
Okay. Your thoughts, Wilson?
I definitely get a 6 here.
No way.
Let's definitely go.
James, how do you think you did yourself?
No chance.
James, I love your honesty more than anything else. Let's go through them. Leonard Soa has joined which Scottish Premiership club for a second time? You said Aberdeen. The answer is Mark Wilson.
Hamilton.
I didn't think you would get that. Well done. It is Hamilton. Yes. Unfortunately, it's not you that needs to get it. It's James.
I know. Get on
unfortunately,
the
leaderboard. James, no. Not correct. You got the next one though. Capello is the home ground of which Scottish team? It is Greenock Morton. Did you get that, Mark?
Yes.
Played there many occasions as well,
no doubt. Never.
Who has been appointed as assistant manager to Tommy Wright at St Johnston? You passed on this one. The answer is Mark.
Alex Cleland.
He's got it. He's got it right. 3 out of 3. Who will Russia face in the round of 16 at the World Cup? Unfortunately, you passed again, Mark. Sorry, James. The answer is
Portugal.
It's Portugal. Another one right for
my tongue.
Oh. Who was St Mirren manager the last time they won the Scottish Cup? You said Danny Lennon. They won the League Cup with Danny Lennon, but they won the Scottish Cup with Mark Wilson.
Alex Smith,
it was correct. Who finished top of Germany's group at the World Cup? You got that one correct though. And finally, it was Mikael Lustig's Sweden. So let's run you through them. It was a 1, a 2. Unfortunately, not enough to get you on the leaderboard, James. Mark Wilson.
Unlucky, James. I get a 6, so I'm on the leaderboard.
There's Mark Wilson on the leaderboard. Plenty of sudden beds if he gets a £5,000 anyway in his back pocket.
Yes.
But James, unfortunately, not enough to get you on the leaderboard, but thanks for playing nonetheless. That was James in Hillington. If you want to get involved, head to Clyde1.com, as we say, and you could be winning £5,000. Let's look very quickly before we go at Motherwell. Just the reports today and yesterday, I suppose. Cedric Kiepre, a man who is in the radar of Hull City.
Yeah,
I understand that a fee was rejected, or a bid was rejected by Motherwell, way below the valuation of the club, and now it seems they've priced around £1 million on him. Do you think that's a fair play?
Yeah, well, they've knocked back, which is very brave again from Motherwell, around about half the million pound mark that they want for him. But another great signing brought in, and I think he got, was it a few short contracts he got? And he managed to impress and get another short contract and another one. And I think he's been a terrific addition to Motherwell. And again, it just shows how successful they are at getting players up from England, from clubs that we're not really that familiar with, and players we aren't that familiar with, and turn them into to these guys who the English clubs want to spend money on. And it's, you know, it's hats off to Stephen Robinson because they've done it again. But Motherwell look for one or two more additions of their own to make themselves strong again, because they had a terrific season last year with the two cup finals, but I think they want to improve on that league position.
Is it encouraging as well to see Scottish teams not necessarily, you know, be bullied by the money down south and say, do you know what, that player's worth way more, that's insulting to us, we're not going to, just because there's the big money and the glitz and glamour down south, stick to your guns and think, no, he's worth £1 million. If you want him, that's the price you're going to have to pay.
Yeah, there's definitely been a change, I think, Ronnie, in the last couple of years with that, with teams saying, no, hold on, we'll hold out for a wee bit more. Motherwell did it with Louis Moult as well. No, we'll hold out for a wee bit more. Trevor Carson with Celtic, look what they did there. No, he's worth more than that. And you have to be brave to do that. But I think it's the right thing for Scottish clubs to do, because they've undervalued themselves for so many years. And the money in England, they're quite right to do that at this moment in time.
Well, that is it for tonight's show. My thanks, as always, to the Mushroom, Mark Wilson,
thank
for
you.
Joining me, Ronnie Charters, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboards 5 Grand Fan. The search continues tomorrow night. I'll be joined by Alex Ray, who'll be in with me on the 5 Grand Fan. As always, at the moment, it's a score of 6 that's required to get you on that leaderboard. If you think you can do it, Mark Wilson done it tonight, head to ClydeOne.com to register, or look at our pinned tweet on Twitter at ClydeSSB, and you will find all the information that you need there. It's a score of 6 and you could be in with a chance of £5,000. Don't go anywhere though. Ryan Bothwick is up next with the 5 biggest hits of the day. That's after the news.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 Grand Fan with Ladbrokes.com. It's not over till it's over. So bet and play now. Please gamble responsibly.